further in last time, but we're just hoping to protect the track during this wet time of the season.
Alrighty, so the run out from the 1400 round to the winning post, and you've got a heavy nine there, a little bit overcast, but all safe and all good.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Predictions for a few showers maybe later on, but hopefully they'll hold out till the races are over.
Alright, terrific. Good on you, Scott. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for that, Sean.
Scott Sandbrook, the CEO at Wagga, and at 10:04, John Scores will be there today. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Bit of an overcast day here at Wagga, mate, but look, a really interesting program. The eight races set down, and of course the big Riverina Cup, 3800. It'll be a real spectacle, Sean. So
yeah.
Big field's the order of the day as usual here at Wagga, and mate, some really good contests coming up.
All right, now the first today, and we've got a full field one, Kozamba, $2.10, 5 Firestoker, $3, 3 Cheatham, $6.50, 4 Treasure Boss, $9, 2 Certain Riches, $13, 8 Miss Morgana, $18, 6 Flying Cyril, $23, 7 Aganippi, $26, and 9 Artie Porsche, $101.
Yeah, Sean, I'm with Firestoker. I don't think there's too much between these two, and that neither of them have seen a heavy track, so... Look, I'm going to make it 5-1-3-4. I like him as a horse, Firestoker. His first one was very good, of course, beating Mossman Gorge way back in February, and then he went through the English Classic, and he was a beaten favourite first up. He had 60.5 there against the old horses. And look, Aussie James is a bit of a track specialist around Gundagai. He just outran him with the claim, so I think he'd be better for the run. He comes down to 57, and better with the benefit of that run, I'm just going to take him on trust to get through the ground. I doubt Nick Ollie would bring him here if he didn't think he could handle it. So I'll go with him. Obviously, Kozamba, very solid form around her. Dan McCarthy's got a great strike rate when he goes anywhere, but he's a bit deadly in the Southern District, Sean. Wardy on this. I heard you talking to him about it, and look, the form around it is first class. So it looks the main danger for sure. Three Cheatham, well, no worries with her on the heavy, and she's very, very speedy. Look, lad, she boxed on okay at Dubbo last time, but she was a strong winner in heavy conditions at Nowra. I thought a debut effort on the soft was also pretty solid. So she'll give them something to chase here for sure. And Treasure Box, look, we're resuming today for Mark G. Matty Carr on the saddle, keen to have a look at him in the yard. The form around him was pretty strong last preparation in tougher races. Mate, good race to kick us off. 5-1-3-4 for mate.
All right, we go to race two, and here we pull out number 12, Empire Liberty, 14, O'Sovain, 15, Shadow Omen, 16, My Knights, now 3, Graphite Joe, 230, 6, Astronomy is 460, 1, Bell Rosso at $8, 9, Just Leave, $8, 8, Cold Fact at 9, 7, Bella Seneca, 11, number 4, Knackers McGee, 16, 2, Grand Icon, and 5, Unzoffable, both 26. Then at $41.11, Mighty Magpie, 13, Sidonia Miss, 51, and 10, Lady Rosamond, 61.
Yeah, sure, and I think this would be pretty hard to beat Graphite Joe. 3, 8, 6, and 9 for me, but Graphite Joe on top here, he was run down by Redabille last time. Look, early on in the day, I think the track was better away from the fence. It did seem to even up late in the piece after a bit of traffic, but... Look, he had the nice sit behind them at the 1200 there, and he got to the front. She put up an astonishing performance to run him over, but look, that was his third race start only in his first try on the heavy. He's got gate one, so hopefully it's nice and fair there early on, and if it is, he'll be very hard to beat here. Now, look, I put Cold Fact in for a second. I know it failed on the heavy at Coral, but it got back in the race, and look, all day they just got back. They couldn't make up any ground, and there's plenty of kickback there. So I don't think a lot of them appreciated it. But the runs prior at Corowa behind Tarot was good, and on the riverside behind Fox Like. So I've thrown it in for a second here. I can get another nice ride for Matty Carr. Six, this has got to be in the tips here for sure. Astronomy, this was pretty handy at its most recent run behind Ramadi Bullet, and the placing before that on the good behind Zadoro. So he's had the three runs this preparation. He's going to be right there somewhere. And Just Leave for Wayne Nichols. What a nice team of horses. And its effort behind A Good Night last time was pretty solid. That was off a 5-week break. So it should be a little bit fitter. And I'll throw in the tips. 3, 8, 6, 9. Whatever beats the three will win, Sean.
All right. Now the third is the 3,800 metre Riverina Cup. We pull out 6, Langasuka. 1, Sir Otavio is 250, 2, Thunder Road, 280, 3, Rock Icon, 550, 7, Duke of Staghurst, 9.50. Number 8, it could be you, 13. 5, Platypus Duck, 15. And 4, Mr. Somerville, $21. I'll have to remember the bell lap.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to warn Pat about that one. 2, 1, 3 and 5. Sean, look, got to go with his Thunder Road. He got Sir Ottavio down the last little bit last time. But, look, he's a strong staying type. And you'd expect the way he races. Did speak Emma Longmire post-race, and she indicated she was going to push on to this 38. He's great in the ground. Nick Haywood picks up a nice ride on him. And, look, mate, he'll be there. He's the sort of horse they've got to wind up. And once they put him into the race, he just keeps going. So I think he's probably, out of the two of the main chances, looks on paper more suited at the 38. But, look, Sir Ottavio, he was gallant last time. Paddy will take the four off again. He'll get out. He'll roll along. He's been super consistent. And if he can get them off the bridle, he just might be able to hang on here. There won't be much between them. There wasn't last time. Look, Rock Icon, he was okay last time. They beat him 6 lengths. But, look, I just think his best form's on top of the ground. Though the heavy's a bit of a concern. He'll run the trip out. I'd prefer it a little bit drier for him. But, look, you couldn't take him too lightly, this fellow. And I thought best the rest Platypus Duck for me. Look, should be a great little spectacle. 2, 1, 3, and 5 in the Riverina Cup.
All right, the 4th, the Maiden, 1200. Pull out 5, Autocrat. Number 7, Romance Can Costa. 8, Shiny Amiss. Number 10, Quenda. And 11, Matralla. Now the favourite one, Blue Valor, at $2.25. 3, Crew Anui, 370. 15, South Africa, 16. Number 13, Prince of Prussia, $8. 9, West Pippa, 10. 2, Surprising is 21, along with number 14, Bodus. Now, 4, Stressful, 23. 16, Thunder Joe, 34. 12, Miss Sundance, 51. 6, Explosive Sport is $61.
Yeah, sure, and I think this is the best bet of the day, Blue Valor. 1, 3, 9, and 15 for me. Look, he was very good at Wodonga first up, this horse, and then he didn't get the best of starts down at Corowa. They're in the gates for a long time there, and look, he got back in behind them. He didn't seem to really like it, and he was off the bridle. Even if he won the race, I know her record was only fair, but she really ran along that day. That was her second try in the blinkers, and she came back from the border and just outran them. But this horse was a bit lost behind them at round at Corowa, and as I mentioned earlier in the day, making up ground was pretty tough on the day, so I think gate one and up at the 1,200 is the key, because his first run was 1,100. They dropped him back to the 1,000. He was just out dashed. So I think up at the 1,200 is the key. And the inside gate with a better getaway, he'll lead all the way. I think he's the best bet of the day. 3, Cronui. Look, he's been placed in 5 of his 13. Sean, he was terrific last preparation without winning in some pretty strong maidens. And, look, he's had the 2 runs this preparation. He'd be better for those 2 and expect that he'll race well here. 9, Where's Pitbull? They put the blinkers on it there. It was up on the pace at Corowa last time in a 3rd at 100 metres. The run prior to that Dubbo was good. All 3 runs this preparation have been solid enough, and I think she'll race well here. And 15 gets a run off the bench, South Africa. It trialled up okay recently. It's best of the rest. Won a special from 3, 9 and 15 in the 4th, mate.
All right, race 5. The benchmark 75, 1400. Now we pull out 5, Zalu and 8, Law of the Land. 2 Gentlemen Max, 340. 6 Cha Cha King, 440. 1 Gripel, 460. 9 Benno's Boy is 650. 4 Chiquinta, 750. 3 Smack at us, $8. 7 Go Get 'em, 950. And 10 She's Just Rosie, 61.
Yeah, sure. Gee, this is a good field. A benchmark 75. Look, I made it 1, 2, 6, and 9. I've always been in his corner, Gripel. He's terrific at the 1,400 metres. I know he comes off the 59-day break, so generally in these conditions, they're pretty testing. You want them nice and fit, but he did have a nice trial recently. It was a bit hard to get a guide on the trial, Sean. They trialled in the fog. You only saw them for the last 100 metres or so. But young Josh had a sit on him there. He's an on-pace type of horse, so 1,400 metres, mate. He's won 8 races, 4 of them at the 1,400, 4 at 1,200 metres. Got a great record on this track, and he's really good in the heavy. So the 4 kilo claim for young Josh, I think he'll break the duck today on Gripel all the way. 2 Gentlemen Max, look, he's been fabulous, hasn't he? His last 2 wins at 1600, he come back to 1300 metres. It doesn't seem to matter what the trip is. He's a real knob in the wet. So Alan Chow, he's been in great form also. But he only gets half a kilo off Gripel at the weight. He has got the race fitness against him, though. So it levels out a little bit that way. Cha Cha King on the flip side, he's the lightly raced type amongst them. and all his runs seem to be good. He was really good last time behind Gentleman Max. That was his first try at the mile. I like him coming back to the 1400 metres, and he'll press forward and probably sit outside Greipel, and he'll make it a real grind. And Benno, boy, gee, what can you say about Benno? He just, every time he lines him up, Trevor, he runs a nice race. He won a benchmark 50 at Gundagai on a good, then a jump to a benchmark 70, and his stablemate only just got him the last little bit in a benchmark 70 on the heavy. So he's a real all-rounder and an on-pace horse, and he'll be right there again today. Really interesting race for the first leg of the quaddie, mate. 1, 2, 6, and 9 for me.
All right. 13 real bona fide and 14 Mars Sense come out of race 6 over the 1600. Now, 1 Cod Rock, 440. Number 2, Oh What a Thief, 460. 7 Rita Beale, 550. 3 Southern Gamble is 8. Number 6, Chew Toy, 8. 11 Damn Wicked Left, 9. Number 8, Lahan is 950. 4 Surging Rush, 18. Number 12, Shamelessly is a $19 pop. 19 Ali Lou, 21. 5 My Friend Albert, 26. And 10 Behest at $51.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go with Rita Beale here. Look, it's a pretty good contest. It's 7, 2, 1, and 6. But look, her run was fabulous, Rita Beale. I know she's 1,200 straight to a mile, but look, she's a Savabeel. She's proven in the ground now last time. What she did last time in a maiden, you don't see it that often. Sean, she gave away an impossible start. I certainly think she was on the best side of the track, but it took a pretty good performance. So I don't know about the gate where it'll be because it missed the start. They expected it to be on the pace last time, but I think she's nice and progressive, so I'm going to go with her just on that. Look, obviously, 2-0, what a thief. He's been all around the mark. He's a very seasoned galloper, and his last effort, his last two, Coral and Wagga, have both been terrific. He loves these conditions, and he's pretty good around most type of trips. He's failed a few times at the mile, but he's probably never raced better. So I'm going to have him in the main danger. Look, Cod Rock, he's up to the 61. He carted 60.5 last time. Probably could have made a case to say he could have won. Now, she got the whip on him there, Megan, to use the hand pretty effectively, though, late in the piece. Look, he's a consistent type of horse. And, again, I like where he's drawn. He races well with a little bit of cover, and he should get that a bit today. And Chew Toy, he was terrific last time behind Willie White Sox, and he gets up to the mile, probably should suit him more. He won a couple of this trip, and he loved the ground as well. So, look, a good little contest, race 6, 7, 2, 1, 6. I've got the whole 4 in the quad, Sean.
Rightio, race 7 over the 1600 here. Now, number 9, Apollo's Heart, and 14, DeBellin come out. Favourite one you want some is 380, 3 Willie White Sox, 550, also 11 Plenary at 550. 2 Only in Red, $8. 5 Foxteller at 9. Number 8, Manusia is $9.50. 4 Flying Fragments, $12, along with 10 County Limerick. 7 Sislak, 21. 12 Zarina's Gold, also 21. 6 more Ransom, 23. And 13 Pay the Ones is $61.
Yeah, sure. Again, this is a pretty good race. Big field, and they divided this 55-1600. They're both very, very good divisions. I made it 2, 3, 1, and 10. Look, I like Only in Red here. Look, she failed second up at Nowra, but she hasn't really fired second up in the past. In any case, I thought a run first up behind Janice was really solid. That was a benchmark 65. So, look, I think third up must spell. Tash Brill's got the team really firing. And look, at the Tessa Rossa, she loves to sting out of the ground. So she's going to be right there all the way, or hopefully doesn't get too far back, should I say. I certainly think that the mile's going to suit her down to the ground. A win and 3 placings at the mile in the past. So third up from a spell, I think she's got a great chance here. 3 Willie White Sox. Look, he was terrific last time when he beat Chew Toy. Look, he goes up to the 1600 metres, but it doesn't seem to worry him. He's won from 1200 to 1900. Gee, he's got some all-rounders in that stable, Trevor, and he's certainly one of them. Alan Chow's been in great form. He rode him beautifully last time, and Gate 2 gets him a nice run throughout. So he's going to be there all the way. Look, you want some. It was really good last time off that 40-day break at Coral at the mile. That was a class one. It goes up to 61 today, back at down to a benchmark 55 here. But, gee, again, an on-pace horse. The 3-kilo fame gets it in nicely with the 58. And of the best of the rest, the 10 County Limerick that Paddy taking the four off, also an on-pace. She can run well here. 2, 3, 1 and 10 for me in race 7, Sean.
And the final event, race 8, the class 2, 1300, pull out 4, another Jay Brown, and 7 Midnight Swing. The favourite 5, Tarassi, at $3.50. 5. Arena Queen, 370. One, if you will, is a $3.80 pop. Now, number 2, Upside Rock, is $6. 8, Monsoon Charlie, 10. 9, Hennessy Red, 11. 6, Spare Ticket, 12. And 10, Tuscan Paddy, $61.
It's sort of like Tarahassee. Yeah, but could have even raced. 3, 5, 1, and 2. Tarahassee for me for 1 in Carroll. Look, she's been really good this preparation. A third a win, a second and two-thirds the last two. She ran into On the Fiddle and Zadoro last time in the Class 1 at Goulburn. I doubt you'd find a stronger Class 1 anywhere over that type of trip. On the Fiddle's quite progressive and so is Zadoro. And look, this was pretty good, beating three lengths behind them. Had the trial prior to that and a little bit of a break, but the runs beyond Erin Zarr, Arena Queen, all been good efforts. And look, she's pretty good in the ground. She got a nice gait. Happy enough to go with her. Arena Queen was terrific last time and didn't have anything go its way in the run, and it was off a 6-week break as well, so she's another really consistent type and a pretty handy round this type of trip as well, so she's got to be in the tip somewhere, Arena Queen. But the top weight, if you will, was solid at Echuca last time beyond Robusta. Last time we saw it here beyond Snippet of Gold was a solid run as well. It's got a good gait and it's been pretty handy on the soft. It hasn't failed on the heavy in the past, but Brendan Ward, he'll give it every chance here. And 2 Upside Rock's been really good the last couple of runs. I thought the Goulburn effort behind Zabarb was solid enough, only beaten 5 links. The runs prior to that, Wodonga and Wagga, were really good. And look, its soft form's pretty strong, so got a good finish on it. I made it 3, 5, 1 and 2. But again, Sean, as is the case with the whole day, they're all pretty open events, mate.
All right. Now, what do you like there today, John? What stands out?
Sean, I'm pretty keen on a few of the maidens. Look, I think definitely Graphite Joe and Blue Valor. They've both drawn gate one. So I'm hoping that the fence is going to be all right. The track's nice and even. Generally speaking, it is. But the last meeting on the wet, I think it was a little bit better away from the fence early in the day. But the rail's out 8 now. So it can be a bit of a guessing game. But, mate, we're going to stay with race 4, number 1, Blue Valor. I think he's nice and progressive. And a few of his main dangers have had a couple of convictions. So that inside gate and up to 1,200, I think he's the best bet of the day, race 4, number 1. But a good mention for Graphite Joe, mate. But look, it's going to be a great day's racing. I don't think we're going to get too much rain throughout the day, only a bit of light stuff. We're on a genuine heavy 9. So, look, the conditions will be heavy, but very, very safe, mate. So if we can find a couple of winners, we should get a little bit of value for our money and mate, race 3, that Riverina Cup, it should be an absolute cracker.
And actually, I know you like Greipel in the 5th. I thought it'd go close to and young Josh Richards. He's the 4-kilo boy. Hopefully he can ride his first winner on today.
Yeah, look, he's the right horse for him to ride too, young Josh. He's only a little fellow and very, very light. But that 4 kilos, he gets in beautiful, Greipel. Look, I know he gives a little bit of race fitness away, and it's very important in these conditions, as I say. But, gee, sometimes that class can take you a fair way, Sean. So I just thought Greipel might just be his day today. And
right.
Jeff Gerais having a great run with his horses. He trained 2 winners and a narrow third place at a last meeting. So he's only got a small team, but he's certainly got them firing. And he's raced well every time he's brought into Wagga. So everything points to him running a nice race. It'd be great to see Josh get his first win, mate.
Two right aboard. Good on you, Tom. I'll hear you later on through the day with the late mail.
Thanks, Sean. I look forward to it.
John Scorse joining us there. Nick Olive's got a couple of nice runners today. He's got a nice horse going around the first morning. Nick, how are you?
Good morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm terrific. Fire Stoker. This horse won well at Canberra first up. You ran it in the English Classic and it led him up. It showed a lot of pace before you spelled it.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Look, he's a nice horse. Just had a few little niggling issues this time back. And we took him to Gundagai more for a barrier trial than anything. Just to give him a good hit out. You know, he just knocked up there that day. But feel he's back to his best today and hopefully get through the heavy track.
Did he get the little niggling things after the English Classic or just had enough of the time?
Just sort of been a little bit ongoing, to be honest, mate. Just have to manage him properly. And sometimes you can't work him as hard as what you'd like to.
Just got to test your skills, Nick.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Fox Teller had a little freshen up. It was pretty consistent before the little break.
Yeah, look, it was. You know, probably things didn't go his way the other day. He didn't want to lead. He sort of probably went too hard. And it just knocked up the last bit. But, you know, after a mile today, I think that's a good thing for him. Just probably a query with him on the heavy track, that's all.
Hey, he had a good run the other day at Canberra. Got 3.
Yeah, any day you get a treble's a great day, isn't it? Oh. Well, you know, you get a win is a great day, but three in a row was fantastic.
How confident were you going there that day?
Oh, look, we had a lot of good chances, but, you know, nothing that we expected to win. So we just hoped everything raced well and came out with three winners. So pretty happy with that.
Now, single gaze, won the O'Shea. What's happened now, Nick, out in the paddock?
Yeah, no, she's had 4 weeks out. She's back in work. She's been back in work for a week. She's come back in absolutely sensational order. I feel like she's improved again, to be honest with you. So she'll be looking at having a spring campaign in Melbourne.
You must have had, I suppose, look, everyone, you'd have your heart in your mouth when she came back after that bad fall, because you just hope the horse's confidence is right, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, you do, Sean. And there's probably just a few runs to get a confidence back. You know, probably the run that Cathy pulled the stick out of the gate to sort of put it back into the race. It's, from then on in, she's raced very well. So she's in great order. She had a fantastic campaign in Brisbane. You know, she didn't run a bad race. And looking forward to stepping up to a bit stronger races in the sprint.
So today, Firestoker will be the pick of yours?
Yeah, he is, mate.
All right, well, good luck. Good luck with the single gaze. She's one of those fillies everyone loves. She's a good type, and you love them when they just put in and try for you.
Yeah, she tries hard, that's for sure.
Yeah, good on you, Nick. Good luck today.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks a lot. Nick Olive joining us there. Chris Hayward's got a couple of nice horses going around today, too. It's good to catch up with him. How are you, Chris?
Good, guys. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Crew and Newey, and this didn't run a bad race the other day, Gundagai.
Yeah, he was probably a bit unlucky. A horse had been second and kept going out underneath him all the way up the straight. Not saying he would have won, but I was pretty confident he should have run second.
All right. Now, Monsoon Charlie's had the one run back to the let up, and it wasn't a bad run. Got home all right?
Yeah, no, it was good. He's been in work for a while. It was Cox Blackmer that starting today or not. Smaller field sort of made my decision a bit easier. But, you know, he's come back in good order.
All right, and Hennessy Road, that didn't have much luck in its first run back from a spell.
No, it's actually, on paper, it probably doesn't look as good as what it was. It was quite a good run. He got into a lot of traffic, and when he got out, he really found the line.
So, three nice horses going around today.
Yeah, look, hopefully we can have a bit of luck. We had a change of jockey for Crew and Nui. Nick Duque's out crook, so I had to opt for my son.
Yeah, you've gone for Nick Hayward, your son. Yeah, pro. Nick's okay. He's rung in crook this morning out of Good Booker Rides.
Yeah, he did, poor bugger. It's a shame. He's been riding this way good for me, so hopefully this other jockey I've got here can do the job for me.
Yeah, this other N Hayward. You'd know a little bit about him.
Yeah, only a little bit.
Yeah, will you be giving him the Attitude Adjustment Program chat before he gets on?
Yeah, definitely you'll cop that today, don't you worry.
I can imagine. I reckon that'd be riding for your old man. You just wonder, what the hell am I going to cop when I get back to scale if I get beaten on this?
So I usually just don't go and talk to him after race and all that.
do you go the cold shoulder, do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
And how long's this last for?
No, not long. Next race.
Do you go, just next day. It's not like a half hour thing.
No, next race. Usually get over it.
So you hit him on the bum of the bridle for a race and say, that's it. Not talking to you.
Yeah, that's it. You know, go in there and think about coming out next race.
All right. You'd make a TV series out of this, Chris, you know.
Oh, good, don't you worry.
One of those reality shows. The Life and Times of Chris Hayward.
We'd fit in nicely.
Good on you. Of your three today, which is your pick?
Look, Kroonu's in a nice race. And he's been busting, to win one. So hopefully today's it up.
All right. Now, you got a few in work there at the moment. I'm just looking at your stable. You've got about 50.
Yeah, look, and there's a hell of a lot more than that, too, with their unknown. So we've got, a good stable, got good, great staff, and very good owners, and we've got some nice horses coming through. So look forward to the new season.
I keep saying to a lot of people, Chris, it's interesting now we're seeing horses come out through winter and towards sort of the middle and end of winter that normally it's, they're just winter horses, but a lot of them are being held back a bit and they're showing a fair bit of ability, aren't they?
Well, they are, Look, and I particularly do that. If I'm quite happy with someone of the horses I've got, I'd rather put it in the paddock and bring it back ready for spring more than race through winter.
I think we've developed a bit more patience. Owners have developed a bit more patience.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, and I think the prize money being up there, you don't have to necessarily rush to get it. You know, you do the right thing, you'll get it later.
Yeah, there was always that option that if you added something that showed a bit of dash as a two-year-old, get in and burn it and get what you could, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, you know. And some of the broodings, you know, say that too, you know. Some of, you can get those broods that want to go early as two-year-olds that don't normally go on. But then you'll get the other ones that will just want to be older horses.
Mm. Well, good luck today. And to Nick, good luck, Nick. Hope all goes well with the old man today.
I'll let him know, God.
All right, mate. Good to catch up. Good luck, Chris.
Thanks, mate. Thanks a lot.
Chris Hayward there, and three good runners today at Wagga. And good luck to Nick. It's 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports lats.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any F&P or LG washing machine and get it delivered. Plus, the packaging and the old washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
Good morning, Leanne West with the Sky Sports Radio Sports Headlines. Former New South Wales State of Origin captain Paul Gallen says it would be bitterly disappointing if reports are true that Blues players Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson went on an eight-hour bender in the build-up to the series decider. A big blow for Penrith with international forward Trent Merrin to miss up to 2 months with a knee injury. Manly forward Darcy Lussick has been fined more than $1,300 for pulling Aaron Woods' hair during Sunday's win over the Tigers. Wallaby Christian Lialafano is set to play his first Super Rugby match since being diagnosed with leukaemia when the Brumbies take on the Hurricanes in Friday night's quarter-final. Australia's Adam Scott will tee off alongside Ricky Fowler and Paul Casey in the opening round of the British Open at Royal Birkdale this week. Jason Day will play with fellow major winners Sergio Garcia and Zach Johnson. The Australian men's water polo team has been thumped 13-3 by host nation Hungary in their opening game of the World Championships. And 11 times world surfing champion Kelly Slater is out of the J-Bay event after breaking bones in his feet while free surfing. To news now, and the devastated fiancé of a Sydney woman shot dead by police in the United States says he's been kept in the dark about the shooting. And there's been two house fires in the state overnight. A man has died at St Ives in Sydney's north, while a woman has been airlifted to Sydney after a blaze at Parks in the state's central west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Day and night, Sky Sports Radio provides the winning edge to your punting day on the National Racing Service.
Time and time again, Tab Market Movers find you the winners.
Farming is quote, 26-12, Marboob at number 8 with Jeff Penns.
It's Marboob in front, Marboob leading near home, and Marboob comes down to win from Mon Bellamy.
Tab Market Movers, covering every racing code right throughout the...